The following sermon was preached at Selma Community Church, a church in Jefferson City that exists to build communities of transformed disciples who live for the glory of God by connecting people to Christ and community. For more information, you can find it at www.somajc.org.
Hey everybody, welcome to Selma. This morning, I'm going to ask Marcus to come up and speak about their trip to the Great Commission Conference. You guys can go ahead and have a seat.
Hello. Okay, yeah, all right. Hello. Well, the Great Commission Conference was a conference full of college students who decided not to show up today, but that is okay. Oh, there's one. Sit down. It was at Ridgecrest Baptist Church in Springfield, Missouri. It was about 2.5 day journey, if you will. on the first night, Pastor Yvonne, he spoke about Revelations like 3:15 through 16, and he spoke about lukewarm water and how Jesus spit that water out of his mouth because it wasn't satisfaction. I don't know the word. Say it, whatever. Yeah, it wasn't good to him. Point is, but that got me thinking about what lukewarm water was for everybody. Maybe that's you being in your workplace. Maybe that's you being on campus. Maybe that's you even being at home. And he spoke about the pathways that took. It was a north and south that came from. It was a cold water spring and there was a hot water spring. And we talked about just that journey to make it from the cold water spring to Laodicea. And how it became lukewarm, or how it came from the hot water springs and got to Laodicea and became lukewarm. And I just thought about how maybe that's that journey from your hometown to campus where you become lukewarm, or your journey from home to work. And that's just how we need to be on fire for Jesus at all times. And the second night is we actually confessed our sins as college students. And that may not sound like something monumental, but for college students to take responsibility, that's huge. So. So, and then we also grew closer. I know a lot of people didn't see each other outside of a class or college setting, so we got to know each other. I got to know Dan and Katie pretty well. They're good people. And Darian, who didn't come, Jerry, who didn't come, Aisha, who came late. It's fine. It's okay, but and then I actually met one of John's fellow classmates and pastors from this school. What is it, Midwestern Theological? And then he talked about racial division in the church, and he said that he's up in Kansas City, and he goes to a predominantly white church. But he said even though there are different races in the church, that does not necessarily mean we're together. You know, so I'm very thankful that, you know, Miss Philomena is singing different songs in her language and things like that. I appreciate the integration that we're trying to make here. So, and that's pretty much it. That's all I have.
Thank you for listening to the audio of Selma Community Church, located in Jefferson City. Feel free to make copies of this message to give to others, but please do not charge for the content or alter it in any way without express written permission. For more information about Selma, please visit us at www.somajc.org.